Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Former Governor Rod Blagojevich is making national news on the day after President Trump commuted the remainder of his 14-year prison sentence for corruption by claiming, among other things, that he's a freed political prisoner. One of the people talking about that comment is Mayor Lightfoot, and she sees him differently. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore reports.
Mayor Lightfoot says every day, every week, there are people who return to their communities from prison, many in worse shape than they left, and she says they don't get the kind of attention Rod Blagojevich does, and that's a shame. But the difference, she says, is that they take responsibility for their actions.
What I would expect, and we have not seen, is 1 ounce of contrition from this man who held the highest office in our state and used it in a way that is shameful, and that as a consequence of his prosecution and conviction by a jury of his peers, still has no capacity for acceptance of responsibility.
The mayor, herself a former federal prosecutor, says the record on Blagojevich is clear. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The current governor of Illinois was making news today as well. J.B. Pritzker rolled out a proposed state budget during a joint session of the legislature today, claiming optimism and throwing in a hard sell for his graduated income tax proposal.
If Illinois voters amend the Constitution to change the income tax, that switch would take effect halfway through the fiscal year.
To address the uncertainty in our revenues, this budget responsibly holds roughly $1.4 billion in reserve until we know the outcome in November. Because this reserve is so large, it inevitably cuts into some of the things that we all hold most dear.
And remember evidence-based K-12 education funding, pumping an extra $350 million into the system? Pritzker's plan accounts for only $200 million unless that income tax change passes. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Big crash near the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora, and the police spokesman says officers had stopped a car, matching a description from an earlier shots fired call this afternoon when the car took off and crossed into oncoming traffic on East New York Street. Three people inside the suspect vehicle reportedly have serious injuries.
Two Chicago police officers talked today about their rescue of a man from the frigid waters of Lake Michigan. SWAT officers Peter Jonas and Shane Coleman jumped over a break wall Saturday morning and rescued the man near the Ohio Street beach. Coleman says his partner drove their SWAT vehicle to about the only place where they could see the man in the water.
The amount of ice, it was like jagged ice. The shelf that cut off, you could barely see him. So it wasn't until we got directly on top of him that we relocated his position.
Police credit a jogger who spotted the man in the water with summoning help. The man's now home from the hospital.
Well, the company scrapped plans to open marijuana dispensary next to a drug rehab center in Chicago's Near West Side.
We told you recently about NewMed's plan to move in next door to the Haymarket Center, the city's largest substance abuse treatment facility.
Really, was it that good of an idea to open up next door to a treatment facility?
Dr. Dan Lustig, Haymarket's president and CEO, said it would lead some seeking treatment to relapse. Now, Alderman Walter Burnett, who's dealt with substance abuse himself, tells the Sun-Times it's just too close. Still, the neighborhood is in the marijuana zone, and one of several companies is expected to get the okay to open near Haymarket Center, just not right next door. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
New healthcare rules in Illinois are designed to improve care for patients with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Healthcare agencies, facilities, and hospices in Illinois are now required to have a trained Alzheimer's supervisor who oversees care for patients and trained staff. Bonnie Leto is a social worker at Joliet Area Community Hospice, where she's the Alzheimer's Services Supervisor.
The need for this was because the dementia population is, people don't know how to work with this population. So I went to a training, and I've been training our staff in the community on how better to serve this population.
Leto says the new rules are greatly improving the care dementia patients in Illinois are receiving.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.